The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Very happy to welcome back to the show, Holly List, Director for Fixed Income Currencies and Commodities Trading at Macquarie Capital. And she joins us from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in Chicago. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
So here we sit. Everyone's sort of just exhausted from the budget debate, right? The crisis. And we know it's maybe not over, but at least it's Friday and no press conferences. We can, you know, kind of just give a sigh of relief. Bonds a bit higher today. What's going on?
They are higher. There is a sigh of relief that we have been seeing. Clearly, it's been a tumultuous start to this month so far, but we are breathing a sigh of relief. And now that we don't have anything to watch minute by minute coming out of the federal government, we don't have any economic news, we're turning our focus to what's going on with the Fed now, because we're back in play with the taper, no taper discussion. And we have quite a few Fed speakers today that may give us an indication of where they're leaning for the next meeting, for taper, for Fed funds rate. So I think eyes are going to be focused on them for any sort of hints about what's going on at the Fed. And let's not discount that we've got a new chairperson coming in at this point. Looks like Janet Yellen. So we're going to be curious about how she's going to conduct that as well.
So we do have a meeting at the beginning of the week after next. Of course, we get the jobs report on Tuesday now. That's official. Anything going to be coming out of that meeting, you think, Holly, or are we looking at least December?
Well, Macquarie's view is that they're not going to do any taper until 2014. Not only do we have all the headwinds coming in from this government shutdown and debt ceiling, but the economy already seemed to us to be decelerating. So we don't view that they're going to have any taper this year. So I don't know that we're going to have anything significant coming out of the meeting. And plus, don't forget, when we turn into the new year, just like every year, we're going to have a change in the rotation of voters. And some of them may be more dovish than we've even had this year. So that could be critical in the process as well, as we move through what's going to happen with monetary policy. Also, don't forget, Vonnie, that on the day that we have that Fed meeting, we also get GDP for third quarter. And that is probably not going to look really well. Right now, Macquarie's looking at 0.3. If you recall, second quarter was 0.6. So all of these elements are going to be on the Fed's, you know, sheet of what they're looking at regarding the economy and what actions they should take. And right now, none of it is supportive for a tapering.
And of course, the jobs report on Tuesday, let's dig deeper on that one. It seems that a weak GDP number is more like that big backdrop feature. But we know that the number of jobs that are or are not created is potentially at least a one-day driver for bonds and certainly stocks and other markets.
Clearly, I would agree with you on that, Kathleen. Consensus is around 180,000 jobs being created in September, and that's about the average of what we've seen this year. Macquarie's looking for something a little bit lower. We're down at around 130 to 170. We've got a little bit of a range in there, but we're softer than the rest of the consensus. And again, like I said, we not only see the headwinds, but that we're already decelerating. And all of that's going to come into play when the Fed makes decisions about what they're going to do, as well as just average consumers. Now, since you touched on with yields, all of this news, and especially yesterday, we triggered, let's take a look at some 10-year yields if we can. 10-year yields, to me, look extremely bullish technically. I don't know if I should say bullish, it's bearish. They look like they're going to head lower, prices are going to head higher. As you know, I look at the technicals, and we had a technical formation called an inverse head and shoulders that was just validated yesterday. And as a result of that, I could see 10-year yields going to 207.
Whoa.
In the next couple of months. That's a huge move, no doubt. But think about just the move that we had yesterday. You know, so we've already started moving there pretty quickly. But if these GDP numbers pan out, if these non-farm payrolls pan out the way we believe they will, then that's certainly going to be more impetus for lower yields.
And you said, Bonnie hopping, but you said it was an inverse head and shoulder patterns that was validated yesterday.
It is. It's a technical pattern. You know, we like looking at charts. We all look fundamentally, but we trade technically. And so this technical pattern, what it does is it puts everybody's perspective pictorially, and it broke out to the upside in prices, because I'm looking at 10-year futures. So that 207 is going to equate to above 130 in futures. So that's nearly 3.5 points up above from where we are now. So this is a clearly dramatic move in 10 years. But if the economy is decelerating, if the Fed is on hold, if the debt ceiling crisis and the government shutdown has a bigger impact than just the past 16 days, then we could see yields yield significantly lower from here, particularly in the 10-year space.
How much is volume impacting the technicals, though, Holly? Because activity today, more than double a typical Friday, everybody jumping back in, that will have impacted technicals big style. And I mean, if that doesn't continue, then does your scenario play out?
I agree with you. The volumes are very strong today. They were as well yesterday. From a technical perspective, that's a good sign, because what it is it's confirming the move that you already had, people getting in. And from what I hear, there were a lot of people on the sidelines. They were nervous about what was going on in the government, and who can blame them? Uncertainty is certainly not a good environment to trade in. So what we saw is that there was a lot of money on the sidelines, and I believe that that is coming back into the marketplace now. And that's not just domestically. From what we heard, Asian money was coming back into the markets, real money buyers that wanted to get in. And they probably like these yield levels currently, even if they are going to go lower.
Holly Liss, thank you so much. That was a great primer in what's going on right now in the bond market. Holly Liss joining us from Chicago today. And of course, she's Director of Fixed Income Currencies and Commodities at Macquarie Futures.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.